Cheating Death Part 2. Almost hit by a train in Korea. While in my first tour in Korea, I joined the Hash House areas. The Hash was an international drinking club with a running problem, as they put it. Hash started in colonial Malaysia and spread around the world, mostly aspect by Americans and British. Runs in with beer drinking, ritual punishments, and British-style jokes involving not safe for work and not politically correct humor. I thought it was a lot of fun, but it was certainly not for everyone. One day we did run down by the train tracks. I was running along, listening to music, did not hear the train approaching. Jumped off at the last minute, barely avoiding being killed by the train. Afterwards, I said I had cheated death again, not knowing that my real experience cheating death was waiting for me a few years down the road. Mutant drug-resistant staph infection and 14 operations almost killed me. The event that changed my life was a simple decision. One morning, I decided to go for a jog. It was dark outside, and I thought I knew the path. Made a strategic miscalculation and fell down a 5-foot gap in the bushes where I thought was a series of steps. I shattered my heels in a million pieces. I made it back to the room, called 911 after an hour when I realized my foot was broken. Called my wife as well. I was a Foreign Service officer, newly returned to D.C. from my first assignment in D.C. after working 5 years overseas in Korea and Thailand. She was Army officer stationed in Fort Sam Houston, San Antonio, Texas. ER doctor bandaged me up and told me I needed surgery, and after surgery we'd be bedridden for at least 4 months. We opted to do the surgery in Texas, and we arranged for me to fly using a wheelchair assistance. By the time I arrived, the swelling was so bad that we had to wait a week to do the surgery. Air Force doctors wanted to try an experimental procedure using shark cartilage as replacement bone material. A few days later, after the surgery, I developed a fever and went back to the hospital, and they discovered I had a staph infection. They treated me with IV antibiotics and opened the wound area and cleared it out and replaced the cartridge and sent me back home to recover. I had to take antibiotics for 4 months. I went back to her house. She had gotten me an internet account, and I learned how to surf the net and read a lot of stuff online. Could not stand watching daytime TV. We did not have cable service. We rented a movie nightly, and I watched movies every day and surfed the net and read some books she bought as well. Her dog, Jason, was a cute Dachshund that was bilingual, Korean and in English. He became my best friend for the 4 months. I was out of commission. I called my office about a week to check in. Once I returned to DCC, I stayed there for almost a month and commuted by crutches. I was amazed at how cruel drivers were. Many people cursed for me for holding up traffic, as I could not walk across the street with the green light, which seemed to be timed to allow for only unlimited 50-yard dashes to go across the street in the allotted time. Then onto the metro. Not once during the couple of weeks I commuted by metro was I offered a seat. Once during the entire time, and I had to stand on my crutches the entire trip. Several times people rushed by me, yelling at me to get out of the way on the subway stairs. I went one day to the old Walter Reed Military Hospital in D.C. for a routine checkup for a different issue, the cyst in my arms I wanted to remove. Doctor noticed I was running a fever, strictly realized the infection had returned. I was back in surgery the next day. My wife came that weekend to see me in the hospital. I ended up having 12 more operations in the staph infection to become MDR. I had an IV inserted in my stomach and went through intensive vancomycin, then nuclear bomb and antibiotics for 4 months. Final operation with a bone graft on my hip after they finally realized that the shark cartilage would not work. My wife had to argue with the military doctors, allowing me to stay in the hospital an additional month. They wanted me to stay on the IV antibiotics, so I had to report in twice a day for blood work. Pointed out that I would be home alone and could not drive to the hospital, but would have to go back and forth by metro and bus, 2 hours each way. So I stayed on until June. I stayed sane by reading a book a day. During that year, I read almost 300 books and started a daily journal. This was pre-internet, and there was no Wi-Fi in the hospital. So I was in the State Department's email distribution, personal email during the time I was there, and it was also pre-fate. First day. I went to the hospital and library every day and got another book. The doctors were amused that every morning I had another book to read. I also watched a lot of TV being hooked on the X-Files. I watched it frequently in the elderly Black Knight channel, who was a big fan. He was also a conspiracy nut. He introduced me to the reptilian overlord conspiracy theory and speculated who might secretly be a reptilian overlord. My fellow patients were all army troops. Everyone called me majors and could not just comprehend that my wife was the major, not me. One of my fellow patients was recovering from an accident and had an gangrene and was facing amputation and a divorce. Another soldier was back in the army. He and his wife inherited $500,000 and left the military and spent 2 years enjoying the high life and blew through almost all the money. So I went back in the military, and then I had an accident and was recovering from a broken leg as well. This was the 90s, so there was few military injuries. Most of the patients were there for me due to a freak accident that broke their legs, arms, or back. My best friend, who was an actor in town for a season, visited me almost every day. My wife came for most of that surgery, and many friends who had heard about where I was came for a visit. But I was cut off just before everyone got email, and there was no internet in the hospital. Finally, I was released as Angela and got assigned back to D.C. Went back to work, and things were going okay. Returned to work at my life. The fibromyalgia was a chronic condition, but when I went to India and discovered yoga, it became manageable. Arthritis was chronic, but I eventually quit taking anti-inflammatory drugs and learned to just deal with the pain. Every 4 months, I must see a foot doctor to remove calluses that build up. Then in 27, almost 10 years after the accident, I developed hammer toes. Had to have 4 operations smashing my feet back into shape. 10 years out of the operation, I was faced with chronic pain due to fibromyalgia and arthritis and some limited mobility, but was recovering enough to resume daily walks. 1996-97 was my personal year of hell. The year in the hospital changed my life. Afterwards, I felt that I had been given a new lease on life, almost as if I had been given bonus games in the great video game of life. Despite my constant pain, I was just happy to be alive and still be married and still have a high-powered job. I'd read 300 books in 1 year. I started keeping my reading and movies and never came close to that record.